Today we're building a clean old school DNB breakbeat with Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the advanced way. Tight, musical, and ready to sit with a heavy bass line without turning into mush. The vibe we want is raw and urgent, like late night jungle and early rollers, but cleaned up enough that it hits properly on a modern system. So the break is still the star, but we're going to edit it, reinforce it, automate it, and shape it so it evolves over the arrangement instead of just looping in the background. First thing, choose a break with character. Think Amen Style Energy, a classic funk break, or any short loop that already has a strong snare backbeat and some movement in the hats and ghost notes. Drag it into an odd and oh track, and set your warp mode carefully. If it's a short punchy break, use beats mode so you keep the transients sharp. If it's longer and a bit more tonal, then Complex Pro can make sense, but for this kind of drum work, preserving attack is usually the priority. Now zoom in and line the break up properly. This part matters more than people think. Don't just slap on hard quantes and flatten the life out of it. Instead, anchor the main snare to the grid and let the ghost hits breathe a little. If the kick feels late, nudge it forward a tiny bit, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. If the snare smears the drop, pull it back just a touch. We're aiming for controlled attitude, not robotic perfection. A really useful advanced move here is to duplicate the break to a second track. Keep one version cleaner, and let the other one be your dirtier, more heavily processed layer. That way the groove can stay intact, while the second track gives you extra energy for transitions and automation moments. Next, we build a reinforcement layer. Old school breaks often have amazing feel, but they can be a little inconsistent in the low-mid punch or transient impact, especially in a modern DNB context. So create a drum rock with a tight kick, a snare or clap layer, and maybe a small closed hat or shaker. Keep it minimal. We are not replacing the break. We are supporting it. For the kick, choose something short with a fast decay. For the snare, go for a crisp layer with a bit of body. For the hat, just enough to stabilize the top end. If you're using Simpler or Sampler, keep the decay short. You want these layers to feel like reinforcement, not a second drum loop competing for attention. Now route the break and the reinforcement layers to a drum bus. This is where the whole thing starts acting like one instrument instead of separate clips. Before we get excited with automation, we need to clean the frequency balance. Put EQ8 on the break track and deal with the obvious problems first. If there's rumble down low, gently high pass around 28 to 35 Hz. If the loop is boxy, cut some low mid mud around 220 to 350 Hz. If the snare is a bit harsh, tame that 3.5 to 6 kHz zone by a couple dB. And if the hats are too brittle, smooth out the top a little around 8 to 11 kHz. On the kick layer, keep the low end focused. Don't let it step on the bass line subspace. Usually the kick should have enough weight to read clearly, but not so much that it fights the actual bass content. In DNB, that separation is everything. If the drums and bass are competing in the same octave, the whole track loses urgency. Now let's add groove, but carefully. The old school feel lies in swaying and microtiming, but in drum and bass, you still need structure. Open the groove pool and try a subtle MPC style swing or a light shuffle. Keep it subtle, maybe around 10 to 20%. Apply it to hats and ghost notes first. Leave the main kick and snare anchors more stable. If you're editing audio, you can do this manually too. Keep the kick firmly in place. Let ghost's snare sit just behind the grid, and maybe push some hats slightly ahead so the groove feels like it's chasing forward. That contrast between a solid backbeat and restless top end is a huge part of old school jungle energy. Once the loop feels good, resample the combined drum bus to a new audio track. This is a very powerful move in Ableton, because now you can treat the break like a performance clip. You can slice it, edit it, and automate it much more easily. Resampling also helps you commit to a sound, which usually makes the arrangement stronger. From that resampled audio, carve out one bar or two bar phrases. Create tiny fills by duplicating a snare hit, or by reversing a short fragment into a phrase ending. If you want even more control, use Simpler in slice mode and trigger the hits like an instrument. That's excellent for ghost note edits, snare flams, and stuttered fill-ins before the drop. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Automation. The goal is to automate the break like a DJ filter move, not like random effect spam. Every automation lane should have a job. Is it revealing the groove? Hiding it? Building tension? Turning the break into a transition? If it doesn't change the listener's sense of momentum, it probably doesn't need to be there. A few high-impact automation targets work especially well here. Use auto filter on the brake bus. Use saturator on the drum bus. Maybe use a touch of redux for transition grit. Add short reverb throws on snare hits only. Use utility if you want to automate width on top layers. And EQ8 can help you open or close the arrangement over time. A really classic move is to start the intro filtered and dark, then open the cutoff as the section progresses. For example, you could move from around 250 Hz all the way up toward 14 kHz over 8 or 16 bars, depending on the section. As the filter opens, increase saturator drive a little, just enough to make the drums feel like they're waking up. That contrast is huge. It feels intentional, like the tune is coming alive. On the drum bus itself, keep the processing musical. A glue compressor with a slower attack and fast release can help the break feel cohesive, but don't overdo it. You want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a smashed pancake. Then add a little saturator with soft clip-on if you need more harmonic density. If you want extra weight, drum bus can help too, but keep the drive modest and be careful with the boom if your bass line is already heavy. If the top end gets too sharp after processing, soften it. A small EQ dip in the 4 to 7 kHz range or a gentle dynamic control can keep the break aggressive without turning fizzy. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the automation really earns its keep. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases, like a DJ would. That means the drums should tell a story before the bass fully lands. For bars 1 to 8, keep the break filtered and atmospheric. Let the intro breeze, maybe tease a snare fill near the end. For bars 9 to 16, bring in the full break and layer in the reinforcement so the groove feels like it has arrived. For bars 17 to 24, let the bass line lock in and increase the energy slightly with brighter automation or a little more harmonic drive. Then for bars 25 to 32, do a switch up. Add a fill, move the filter again, maybe strip the drums back for a beat or two, and then bring them back hard. This is one of the best lessons in advanced DNB production. The drums are not just repeating. They are shaping tension and release across the tune. And remember, the bass line has to have room. Use utility to check mono on the drum bus. Make sure your kick and snare stay solid in the center. If the break has too much stereo widening, especially in the highs, it can weaken the drive. A little movement in the tops is fine, but the core punch should stay focused. If your bass is sub-heavy or built around a dark reese, be disciplined about the low end. Remove unnecessary low frequencies from the break or the kick layers, and let the bass own the bottom octave. If needed, gentle side chain on the bass can help the groove breathe without making the mix obviously pump. Indeed, NB, clarity equals impact. The cleaner the spaces between hits, the harder the drums feel. For transition effects, keep them functional. A short auto filter sweep, a reverb throw on the last snare of a phrase, a tiny delay repeat on a chopped break hit, or a reversed snare fragment can all work really well. But keep it deliberate. If the effects start fighting the break, mute them. The drum energy is the point. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-quantize the break. Don't just turn it up louder instead of shaping it better. Don't let kick layers fight the bass line, and don't drown the snares in reverb. Also, don't automate too many things at once. In most sections, 2 to 4 strong moves is enough. Filter, saturation, width, and maybe the send level. That's usually plenty. If you want a darker, heavier result, try parallel saturation on the drum bus. Duplicate the bus, crush one copy with saturator or drum bus, and blend it quietly underneath. That gives you pressure without killing the transient snap. You can also automate brightness instead of volume so the drop feels like it opens up rather than simply getting louder. For a quick practice exercise, build a 16-bar drum passage right now. Load one break, add one reinforcement layer, route it through EQ, glue compressor, and saturator, then automate the filter from dark to open across the full section. Increase the saturation slightly in the second half. Add reverb throw on the last snare of bars 8 and 16. Then resample the whole thing and cut a 1-bar fill for the end. Finally, check it in mono and simplify anything that collapses. The big takeaway is this. A clean old-school DNB breakbeat is not about making the drums sterile. It's about making them feel alive, dangerous, and deliberate. Edit the timing first, process second, automate with purpose, and always keep the bass and the break working as a team. That's how you get that pirate radio energy, while still sounding modern, mix-ready, and seriously powerful.